ever heard of a teacher, right? But they moonlight as this internet celebrity with millions of fans. Yeah, it sounds kind of wild, but it's actually the real deal for this guy, Stevino Cromer.
And the thing is, he's been online since, get this, 1999,
Yeah.
like way before social media was even really a thing.
I know, right? It's like he's practically a digital pioneer, and that's why we're doing a deep dive on him today. We're going to trace his whole journey from being a total Blizzard fanboy to, well, this multi-platform creator he is now, and all while still being a teacher. It's kind of crazy how much the internet has changed just in his career. We've got three articles lined up. Each one's like a different angle on his story, ready to go.
Yeah, let's jump in.
All right, so first up, we've got the Stevino Chronicle. It's straight from his website, kind of like a, what do you call it, a greatest hits of his work. And it's actually pretty surprising, right? Like, he wasn't just building websites back then. He was all over the place with his content.
It's wild how he tapped into that early 2000s gaming boom, you know? Like, first he's got these Warcraft 3 fan sites, and then bam, World of Warcraft gets huge, and he's right there with it, making content for that too. And hold on, it gets better. He even had a YW podcast that hit number one on Apple iTunes. Can you believe that?
Number one, seriously. That's massive, especially back then. Shows you he was really in tune with what was happening online. Oh, and get this. He also created a WoW-W themed audio drama. Alamania, it was called.
Alamania, yeah, that's
Yeah.
a whole other deep dive waiting to happen, right? Think about it. Making an audio drama back then with the tech they had pre-streaming, that took some serious dedication.
For sure, talk about creative. But it wasn't just about gaming for him. Like, in 2011, he won this McDonald's contest, for designing a burger. They actually called it the Just Stevino Burger. They even made a TV commercial for the thing.
It's like a perfect snapshot of early influencer marketing. He gets his whole community to vote for his burger, showing how much power online communities could have. And I mean, it wasn't just about some burger, right? It proved that online personalities could actually have a real-world impact.
And don't forget, he was doing all of this while still teaching full time. Which, speaking of, brings us to this next article we've got, Double Life as Teacher and Internet Icon. It's pretty crazy to think about juggling those two worlds, especially back then when gaming wasn't exactly seen as, a good thing by everyone.
Yeah, you're right about that. Back then, gaming was kind of seen as, well, kind of geeky, I guess. People were worried about all kinds of stuff, like if it made kids more violent or if it was addictive.
Yeah, and it's pretty wild to think about him being a teacher right in the middle of all that. Like, this article even talks about how some of the other teachers were skeptical. Like, they wondered if it was really okay for him to be so into gaming, since he was working with kids. Makes you wonder what that was like for him.
I know, right? It's like he was caught between two totally different worlds. It's tough to say if he like single-handedly changed anyone's mind about gaming, but his story really shows how attitudes have shifted. Think about it. Today, gaming is huge. Esports are mainstream. Kids are growing up wanting to be game designers. It's a whole different world.
Totally. It's amazing how much things have changed. And speaking of change, this last article, A Teacher with Over 2 Million Fans, it really digs into his whole online community, which is insane. Get this. At its peak, his forum had over 2.5 million users. Like, that's bigger than some cities.
It's kind of mind-blowing, right? Like, it just shows how good he was at building a community online. There's this story in the article about how his Wi-Fi went down once and he asked his community for help. And get this, he was flooded with advice and solutions, people genuinely wanting to help him out. It's kind of heartwarming, you know?
Oh, totally. I remember those days online. It was all about finding people into the same stuff as you, sharing what you knew. It was a good time.
Exactly. But the article also talks about the downsides. You know, that whole thing where your online life bleeds into your real life. Like, there's this part where he had to put his address online for some legal reasons, and people actually showed up at his house during a music festival.
Oh, wow. That's a little creepy. It makes you realize how exposed you are when you put yourself out there online, even for good reasons. It makes you wonder if he ever talked about that with his community, trying to set some boundaries.
It doesn't seem like it, at least not in these articles. They mostly focus on the positive stuff, you know, his accomplishments, the good vibes of the community. I mean, they do mention that incident at his house, but it sounds like he mostly tried to keep things positive and set some ground rules for everyone.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. It's a tough balance, right? Being open and accessible online, but also protecting yourself. But hey, speaking of Stevino, these articles are all about his past. What about now? What's this guy up to these days? It's kind of funny, right? Like, we have all this info on his past, all these milestones and stuff. What's he doing now? It's like the articles just kind of stop.
Yeah, It's true. Like
Yeah.
he went from oversharing to super mysterious.
Ah.
I mean, there's that little bit about him writing a book, maybe about his, whole internet journey, but that's all we get. No title, no release date, nothing.
Maybe he's just got other stuff going on right now,
Yeah.
laying low for a bit. But honestly, knowing him and how he's always been ahead of the game, it makes you wonder if he's cooking up something big.
Oh, absolutely. Think about it. He's got this deep understanding of online communities, how they work, how to connect with people. Those skills are pure gold right now, especially online. Someone like him, he could be doing almost anything.
All right, so let's brainstorm for a second. What do you think someone like Scovigno, with his background and everything, what would he be into in today's internet world?
Ooh, that's a good one. Well, he could totally be into live streaming, like
Yeah.
Twitch or something, right? With all that gaming stuff he used to do. Or maybe he's gone full circle, using his teacher skills to make like online courses or something. Or hey, maybe he's consulting. Businesses are always looking for help with, building a community around their brand.
Or maybe, and this is just me thinking out loud, but maybe he's deep into that whole Web3 thing, NFTs, the metaverse, all that.
It could be anything. Honestly, that's what makes Stephen Yeo's story so fascinating. It's not just about, getting famous online or whatever. It's about how we're all figuring out this whole digital world thing and how it's changing all the time.
Totally. And the people who do it best, like him, they're the ones who are willing to adapt, try new things, even if it means like jumping into the unknown, which, when you think about it, is exactly what he did back in 99 when he first got started.
Exactly. And it's like this constantly evolving thing full of possibilities, but you got to be willing to change with it.
Makes you think, what's the next big thing going to be? What's the just Stevino burger of like 2025, And maybe, just maybe, it's something that someone listening right now is going to come up with.
Wouldn't that be something
Yeah.
to think maybe we inspired the next big online empire?
I love it. So to everyone listening, whether you're, an online pro or just starting to figure things out, remember Stevino. Be passionate, be open to new stuff, and never underestimate how powerful it can be to connect with people online. And on that note, that's our deep dive into Stevino Cromer, the teacher who became an internet legend. Until next time, keep exploring and keep those deep dive requests coming.